bid recommendations for dedicated internet service. Number 201-608-348 and 349.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to three separate bids that the RIS director, Mark Riss, who's here with me this morning, requested. I released a bid number 201608-347 for dedicated internet on August the 20th. At the same time, I released bid number 201608-348 for Ethernet 100 dedicated service on August the 20th. Also, bid number 201608-349 for Ethernet 1000 dedicated service. Mr. Riss provided me with the specifications and the requirements that he needed based on direction from you all. Previous to that, we sent these the final bid requests to all of the qualified vendors that we knew of via direct bid invitations electronically and email. Also posted it on our website, released on that same date, August the 20th, with a closing date of September 21st, which was actually September 20th, and we opened all of the bid responses we received for all three of these on September 21st last week. We received responses from four different vendors, and Mr. Riss took possession of all of those responses, went into a review process, and he is here this morning to issue his recommendations for all three. I think one of the middle one, 348, ended up going by the wayside because of the responses that we received. He was able to combine, but I'll let him explain what these products are and what his recommendation is for award on all three.
Good morning, gentlemen. For the 347 bid, this is for the main internet connection that feeds Taney County. My recommendation for this bid is to go with Empire Fiber or Empire Services. I'd like to get out in the open the difference of what the services are for the 348 bid and the 349 bid. Both of these bids that we put out are for network connectivity, or basically like a pipeline that connects the courthouse to the underground in Branson, where we store a lot of data for backup purposes and maybe even have some servers just in case of massive failure. If the courthouse were to fall off the face of the earth, we'd still have something at the underground and still could be up and running. That's the intended purpose. The 348 bid was for a 100 megabit connection from the courthouse to the underground, and the 349 bid was for a 1,000 megabit connection from the courthouse to the underground. Given the bid response that we got, just so it's very clear, that they're basically in a way you can kind of think of them as dump trucks. The 348 bid for 100 meg is a dump truck that can carry 100 tons of data per second. The 349 bid is a dump truck that can carry 1,000 megabits of data per second. So we'll be able to do backups quicker, more efficiently with the 1,000 meg connection than the 100 meg. So it's my recommendation to accept no bids on the 348 bid and move with Empire on the 349 bid.
Did you bid them both just to see what the prices were going to be?
Yes.
Knowing you would only go with one or the other anyways?
If the price was, cost effective, yeah, it was my plan to go with one.
Yeah, a spreadsheet or anything that you guys come up with?
Yeah. Ron, do you have a copy of one? Yours is all spread out together.
Yeah,
I've got a copy of that. Scribble down.
I've already run a line through that middle response.
You can see by looking at all of it that Empire was the most cost effective bid that came across on actually all three bids, but they've...
$10,000 a month?
Yeah.
That, when I sent out an update to these vendors as a courtesy, alerting them to the fact that we were not being able to make the recommendation until today, that vendor called immediately, and he had misread a certain part of the specs, and so his figures needed to be adjusted. But when the toothpaste is out of the tube and the bids are already open, we don't, you know, we don't allow to make adjustments. We can on certain rare occasions, but in this instance, when we did the math, it wouldn't have mattered. His pricing would have was still higher than the lower bid, correct?
I spoke to him personally, and he assured me that the monthly price that they bid that is on that form right there is what they were bidding. But, I mean, as you can see, it's a huge difference.
Granite Communication.
Right.
Maryland or Massachusetts.
Their bid startup price was the number that he called to clarify, saying that they didn't intend to have for us to have any startup prices, any startup costs, but that number that you see there for the bid startup price was actually what they expected our total amount paid to be over the 36-month term. So, but they wrote the wrong numbers in the wrong spot on Mr. Erickson's form.
And my instructions have, you know, I've only quadrupled over the years to try to make it as simple as possible, but
did you just say you quadrupled your instructions to make it simple?
Yeah, because of the calls I get. And yet, but they didn't, when his explanation was, well, I didn't read everything. Well, no kidding. Helps to read it all. And that's one of my instructions, to please read everything.
Because you made it more simple.
Yeah. Just so
it should also be simpler.
There should be, I'm looking to actually reduce our costs.
I'd say it looks like it's...
Even from what we're paying right now to our current vendor, we should be able to move. Well, we're basically getting more. We're getting more internet and more connectivity to the underground, so we'll be able to work more effectively and actually be paying less per month than what we're paying right now.
Move to award bid number 201608-347 to Empire Services.
Mark, are you recommending 347 or 349?
I want to keep actually both 347 and 349, and to accept no bids on 348.
Gotcha.
Second.
We have a second on bid 347, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to accept no bids on bid number 201608-348.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve bid number 201608-349 to Empire Services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll notify the vendors and get with legal on the contract agreements.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Is this one we've been dealing with for 4 years?
Yeah, this is the resolution.
Congratulations on
finally cross it off the to-do list.
Yeah.
Intergovernmental agreement relating to the 2016 Burnt JAG grant. I have a letter dated September 26th from Mr. Cotty, approving it to form.
Doesn't Jimmy usually have a representative here for that?
I don't remember.
I thought he did too.
Is it a one-time grant or a continuation from previous grant?
I think this is just a one-time, but it's it's for the 2016 burn grant, so it'd just be for this year's.
It's what we have is a presentation, a list form by Mr. Cotty, but we don't have any.
Did you read it?
No, but
it's between the county and city for the county to receive the $11,086 in grant funds to be used towards purchase of hardware to record surveillance video from the patrol cars. That's what the grant's for this year. Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County and City of Branson for the 2016 Burn JAG grant. Brian, B-R-Y-N-E, how do you pronounce that?
It's good.
Bryn?
There's usually a representative from the city. And I can't remember the gentleman's name, I'm sorry about that, but he usually comes in and discusses that with Jimmy in front of the commission. These JAG grants are, how many years we've done them, but it's been a lengthy process of grants, and I wish we had somebody here to at least speak to us whether this is a finalization. This is for video equipment inside the cars.
Says the Sheriff's Office will be the sole end recipient of the 2016 JAG funds. The Sheriff's Office will purchase hardware to record surveillance video.